March 21st, 9522 BC.
Don't eat the boy. While tasty, he won't be worth the indigestion, and he's probably gamey tasting too.
Zin had to force herself not to laugh at Orion's bold and outrageous declaration in the still darkness. She'd sensed him the instant he'd returned to her grove. There was no mistaking that unique scent of leather and mail. It had filled her nostrils the moment he came near her lair. That was the beauty of her kind. Nothing and no one could hide from them. And it was also their curse, given the propensity of many humans to avoid a regular bathing routine. However, this particular male smelled delectable. He made her want to nuzzle him, which would probably terrify him if he knew that, just as it did her. So instead, she wrinkled her nose and headed through the thick copse of trees to see what it was he wanted with her. Zin froze as soon as she caught sight of him in the small clearing, holding what appeared to be a rather large crystal. Had he stolen it?
What did you do?
Setting it down, he shrugged. Do you know how hard it is to find a gift for a dragon?
No. We're quite easy. We eat anything smaller than us. That tends to leave a lot.
Her flippant comment made him nervous. Oh, well, he cleared his throat as he gestured toward the crystal. I didn't go there with my shopping. In my experience, parents tend to get a little cranky if you try to steal their children and use them as sweetmeats for dragons. Scratching at his neck, he hastened to the large crystal near him. But I asked around, and the elders all said that dragons like shiny things, so I found you this. He struggled to carry it closer to her. Zin smiled.
It's lovely. Thank you.
You're welcome. It was the least I could do since you saved my Solyren. Warmth spread through her at his thoughtfulness. It was remarkably kind, and even more rare.
It was my pleasure, for once.
He paused in his struggle to grimace at her. What do you mean?
Just that I normally don't care for the people I help, yet for you, I'm glad I was able to do something.
Ah. There was a peculiar note in his voice. So I was right. You were lonely here, aren't you? She wanted to deny it, but what was the use? The truth was apparent to even the most dense, and it wasn't like she had so many to speak to about it anyway.
Terribly.
Orion leaned against his gift and sighed in the most adorable fashion. Perhaps it was her loneliness speaking, but she found him absolutely enchanting and gorgeous. Worse was the peculiar desire she had to be human around him, to take his hand and stand uncommonly close. She'd never had such a desire before, but she wanted him to look at her the way the men looked at the women they hungered for. That was something that could be deadly to them both, as the goddess would never allow her to fraternize with anyone. Can I tell you a secret? Zin forced her thoughts to return to a more reasonable and much safer topic.
Sure.
Glancing around, as if afraid someone might hear him, Orion stepped closer to speak in a soft whisper.
I'm lonely, too. A lot.
He pressed his lips together.
Do you think it might be okay if I come and visit you sometimes so that we can be lonely together?
She bit back a laugh at his words.
He was so unbelievably charming and hilarious, and though she should send him on his way, she couldn't quite bear the thought of not seeing him again.
So she made a very bad decision that she prayed she wouldn't one day regret.
We'd have to be careful not to get caught. The goddess would be terribly upset if she learned I was allowing someone near her tree or her waters.
What do you suggest, then? Zin hesitated. This was a bad idea. She knew it with every part of her being, and yet she couldn't stop herself. Was it honestly that bad that she wanted a friend? Didn't she deserve to have someone, anyone? Before she could stop herself, she spoke words she prayed wouldn't come back to harm either of them.
You can come on Eros when the goddess is in mourning for her son. No one disturbs her during that time. and she never ventures out. All is silent in the land.
Neither of them should ever get caught, then. It was the one day of the week when Apollyme kept to her schedule and held it sacred. Nobody dared to disturb her on that holy day.
Urien nodded.
Hesperus hour.
Like the day, that hour was the most sacred time, when the goddess would tolerate no interruption on pain of death. Not even Stryker would dare to encroach on it.
We can visit then, and none will be the wiser.
Orion's smile lightened her mood instantly.
I'll see you then, my dragon.
Happier than she had a right to be, and to a level that actually scared her, she didn't speak as she watched him run away.
I'll see you, my friend.
But in her heart, she had a terrified feeling that this wasn't going to end well for either of them.